It may be that some devotee is doing more service than everyone else. Although I would be hard to believe, could also be the mind's illusion. But it might be that someone's doing at that time a little more service than others. So then there's no, in that particular temple. Of course, if you were seeing the whole universe, if you would compare, therefore we don't really, you know, if we have an association like that in Sankirtan or something, that helps us, it helps to pace us. It can be an encouragement, but if we happen to do better, well then we don't continue to compare, you know, that this far the kind of the beginning stage, you might compare yourself with different devotees and try to do more. If it seems that, well, actually I'm doing more service, then we don't want to slow down and let the others catch up. The point is that we know that the real pure devotees are like Maharaj Ambarish, who 24 hours a day was engaged in devotional service. Or like, actually like Hanuman, or like Arjuna, or like the residents of Vrindavan, ultimately Srimati Radharani, who are engaged in so wonderful service. Srila Prabhupada, the example he gave, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the six Goswamis, sleeping 1.5 hours a night. Who can say that I'm only sleeping 1 hour a night? I'm doing so much service, I don't even feel tired. Are we on the level of these great acharyas? They are our role models. They're the great devotees we'd like to follow in their footsteps. You see, even if we're able to apparently surpass, although this could also be our own false ego, because Krishna may say that, well, they're doing more to their capacity more than you. We shouldn't think like that even. But even if apparently it seems that someone's doing more service than the other devotees in the temple. Anyway, our goal is to do our 16 rounds, attend the temple program, and do as much service as we can. If we do more service, there's more mercy. This was why Jayananda went back to Godhead. Why we celebrate his disappearance day. Because he was the one devotee, he was the senior most devotee around in his time. He was frankly one of the first devotees in his time. And he never complained about service. He always wanted to do service. In fact, if he saw that no one cleaned the kitchen up, he'd clean the kitchen himself. He'd carry out the garbage. And how he enthused other devotees to do the service was by doing it.